Welcome, my friends. This is the UU Bible Study Podcast on Year W, the lectionary for the Year of the Woman, which was written, translated, and created by Reverend Dr. Wildna Gaffney, a phenomenal theologian, academic, and just creative in all fronts. It is so good to be here. I am Dr. Michelle Townsend Grove, and I am here with my colleague.
Good morning, everyone. This is Reverend Samuel Felderman. It's such a joy to be here.
What a joy to be with Samuel on this journey. We have had so much fun in putting this together. Dr. Gaffney's work is inspiring, and we hope that you find it as well. And so each week, Samuel and I are exploring the Hebrew scripture texts of each lectionary week. And in Advent 2, that is the story of Genesis 17, verses 15 to 22, as put together by Dr. Gaffney in Year W. And so now Samuel will actually read this from Dr. Gaffney's translation, and then we'll talk about it. Samuel, you ready?
Friends, a reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 17, starting in verse 15. Thus God said to Abraham, "Now, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, for Sarah is now her name. And I will bless her, and indeed of her will I give you a son. And I will bless her, and she will become nations. Rulers of people shall come into being from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, "Can a child be born of one 100 years old? And can Sarah, 90 years old, give birth?" Then Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael could live in your sight." God said, "Nevertheless, your wife shall give birth to a son for you, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him, an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. Now, as for Ishmael, I have heard you, and I will bless him and make him fruitful. I will make him exceedingly, exceedingly numerous, and he shall be the father of 12 chieftains, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall give birth to for you at this season next year." And when God had finished speaking with Abraham, God ascended from Abraham. Thus ends the reading of the text. Well, Michelle, there's a lot here, as always. What are some of your thoughts on our reading for today?
Oh, it is absolutely amazing how the writers of these sacred texts packed so much into every word, every phrase. Every iota has something. And so whatever we do today will only scratch the surface, my friends. Just know that. The first thing for me is looking at the broad picture of the stories of Abraham and the start of the Jewish faith and also the Islam faith and the Christian faith, because we are meeting in this text and in the text that we heard last week, the three parents of three large world religions. And in that, what we're seeing is the theme of covenant. You know, so from Genesis 11 to about Genesis 22-ish, we see this whole series of stories and the covenant between God and Abraham and this growing people happens a couple times. Covenant happens more than once. It's an ongoing process. And this is one of them. And with it, I'm absolutely amazed, Samuel, to watch that there's a name change. There's an identity change here. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal here. Sarai goes from princess to Sarah, queen, and Abram to Abraham. It is just an amazing thing. And put that in context with the fact that in our last session, Hagar named God. We got a lot of naming, and that has such meaning. What are some of your thoughts on this? Because this is really good stuff.
Well, I think it's really wonderful to not only put the thank you so much for bringing us into the attention of this sort of larger narrative that we're in this birthing stage of the covenantal relationships of Abraham being Abram at the time, being called into the land of Canaan, and sort of this development of the covenant of what will become the people of Israel, the Hebrew people, and then will give birth to Christianity and Islam and all of this here. But it's also interesting. There's this even within that, this story is the following chapter from last week's story. And while
Yes.
we have two different characters, they're actually very interlinked. Last week we met Hagar, who was running from her mistress. Her mistress is Sarah, the woman that we meet here. So there's this within this having these two stories next to each other is this really interesting moment, because Sarah is the woman, is the person who God tells Hagar to return to, and Ishmael, the baby that was declared, that was announced to be born last week, is now here. And Abraham, his father, is saying, "Oh, that he could be blessed and walk in your sight." And God says, "I will bless him, and I will make him fruitful, and he will be a great nation," and all these things. But
And that butt is purposeful, isn't it?
that is very purposeful. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac. And this there's this really interesting there's this really interesting interplay of week one's stories, last week's story, and this week's story, that we have this same building of naming and covenanting together. It's this really interesting thing. The other thing that I wanted to point out between the two stories from this week and last week is that last week's story ends with Hagar taking action. It ends with her naming God and then saying, "I've seen God." This week, it's not only God who renames Sarah, God also has the last word in the story. God then says, "When God was finished, then God left." Whereas last week, it was Hagar who ended the story. So there's this multiple layers of who is the active character, who's the active character in the plot, who's the main character, and in this story, God is very much the main character. He's very much the one calling the shots and making the decisions. And that wasn't so true last week. Last week's story was a real, Hagar was the active participant. So it's this interesting thing to see the Bible tell these stories in different ways. Who's the main character? And this week, God is very much the main character of the story.
And in that, I'm also fascinated by the fact that the annunciation of the coming of Ishmael was directly with Ishmael's mother, Hagar. And yet now, one chapter later, the annunciation of Sarah's child is with Sarah's husband, Abraham, the patriarch. Sarah isn't even present that we can see. That it's said in the story in any way. Sarah's not even there. And one of the things I would encourage people who are listening to this podcast to do at some point is to read the full narrative to see some of the patterns and some of the inconsistencies. This, so for example, if you read Genesis 11 to Genesis 22 or 23, because Isaac is born, I believe, in Genesis 22. Read that, and you'll see, for example, that soon angels are going to visit and say Sarah is pregnant, and Sarah will laugh, and those angels will rebuke her. And yet, here, Abraham laughs and he doesn't get punished or scolded for that. Now, does he? So there's all these kinds of interesting patterns that are fun to watch. What else? What else is on your mind on this?
I really think in a lot of ways you've hit it in that there is this, you're completely right. It opens with God says, I will bless Sarah. I will indeed of her give you a son. I will bless her and she will become nations and rulers of people shall come from her. In one sense, it's this really big, bold statement, but Sarah's not there to hear it. And there's this interesting absence of the person that's being talked about. And there's this interesting way in which Sarah, there's this really interesting way in which Sarah is being objectified. She is an object through whom these things are going to happen. And what does it mean that Sarah is not so much, I hope you'll understand me when I say that in this context, Sarah is not so much a person as she is the mother of persons.
No, I agree. I agree. And I think that's one of the damages of this patriarchal culture, particularly as we translate it into today's context. It was dangerous and damaging then. And then when we use it today, it continues the harm.
It's just an interesting, it's an interesting thing to reflect on that Sarah, and we talk about this again, we talk about this a lot in our Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar conversation, in our Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar class. But there's a real sense in which Sarah is one of the most tragic characters in the Bible. Because while she is a person of immense privilege in a lot of ways, she is also very much objectified and very much a tool that is used as opposed to a person. And we see this, unfortunately, as you read through the rest of Genesis. The women of the lineage are just, it is a confusing and complicated text to read because they are just not, this emphasis on fertility and barrenness is such an active part of this story. That of the whole story that just there's so much damaging there's so much damage that is present and can be brought out from this text. But also we also have this amazing story of the divine entering into the human context and saying we're doing a thing. Right. So it also has this air of excitement to it that the story is going somewhere, that God is up to something in this story. And I think that's a really cool thing to follow as well. So it
I
holds
love that.
tandem of this is a problem, but also the problem is moving forward. And isn't that, in some ways, isn't that a really good reminder for all of us? I think we could say whether it was 3,000 years ago or today, this is a problem, but we're moving forward.
That's a good point.
I think that that's an interesting thing to reflect on as well, of we are growing and still growing.
And I hope so, because there's also the other side of that, which is we're also reliving the same problem in some very profound and harmful ways. So are we moving forward? So I think the answer is yes and question, right? So I think that's something that we can all wrestle with. The other piece, Samuel, I would bring into this is that the request of Abraham to say, oh, what about Ishmael? If only God, you could see Ishmael and Ishmael could be in your sight. Invisibility is a theme that we are going to visit again and again and again. And once again, here is Ishmael, who in our last chapter was the center. And then all of a sudden, now in this new covenant, is disappearing. And then God does come back and go, oh no, Ishmael will be fine. And as you said, but not the main covenant. And so one of the things I think any of us should do is look at this story through the eyes of Islam and through the Quran as well. This is the Torah, this is the Jewish text that is then a foundation of Christianity as well. Where is Islam in telling this story? So, all right, my friends, I wish we could be here all day. However, it is time for us to end. I hope that you will join us next week when we are in Advent 3. And in that time, we will visit the Psalm 115, verses 9 to 15, and Judges 13, verses 2 to 7. Samuel, thank you for another inspiring conversation. Everyone, take care.